This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is the War in Ukraine Daily. I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. As Russia's war grinds on in eastern Ukraine, we're learning a bit more about the fates of two Americans who were volunteers fighting for the Ukrainian army when they were captured by the Russians. A Kremlin spokesperson has acknowledged the two Americans, both military vets, are in Russian custody. He called them soldiers of fortune and said the Geneva Convention and wartime protections they provide fighters don't apply in this case, since Russia considers them mercenaries.
The two Americans were fighting with a small group of foreign soldiers and went missing in action when their platoon came under heavy fire in a village near Kharkiv, which is about 25 miles from the Russian border. On Russian state television, there have already been suggestions the two men should be tried and executed for war crimes. Can and would the U.S. try to help free them? Dan Blakely is a Special Ops Army Ranger veteran and co-author of the book The 20-Year War, which documents the experience of U.S. troops during the War on Terror. Dan, thanks for being here. So I guess Russia is essentially throwing out the Geneva Convention in this case?
Yeah, I think that's a really important distinction that the Kremlin press secretary basically said yesterday, and really just wiping off the clarification of what actually qualifies as a quote soldier of fortune, the words that he used, or what people classify as a mercenary. He was pressed multiple times to say what war crimes specifically that these two Americans have faced. And he just kept on repeating that, you know, these were soldiers of fortune, which the Kremlin laid this out very early on in the beginning of the war and on March 3rd, when, the defense minister basically came out and said, if anybody volunteers to fight alongside Ukraine, you will not face the same international humanitarian law like the Geneva Convention. You will not have the luxury of being a prisoner of war. So that was a very clear statement at the beginning of the war, and you could see them acting it out today.
So what, if anything, can the U.S. do?
This is right up the Kremlin's alley. They are going to utilize these two Americans as a bargaining chip. They are going to try and make the U.S. bend over backwards to, whether that's, lessen the amount of weaponry or completely withdraw any sort of weaponry and financial aid and assistance to Ukraine, whether that's trying to broker some sort of deal in, trading of personnel between the U.S. and Russia or Ukraine and Russia. It's going to be their way of trying to get in and trying to, again, make the West and ultimately the U.S. bend to their ideals.
And I guess they assume time's on their side, because we know how long it can take to get people back from countries.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're seeing them play basically the same book with Brittany Griner that's over there. Yes, she's being prosecuted more for, you know, domestic crimes, but they're going to just play the long game on this. That is Russia's MO. That's what they like to do, is they want to see how far, you know, any country is willing to go to press for their people or press for their, you know, their plans and initiatives that they want to see executed. And this is just something that they're going to continue to press on for as long as they can.
How are those two likely to be treated?
Well, because they've very clearly said that they are not going to uphold the same standards of humanitarian international law. They are not going to have the same luxuries of the prisoners of war. I'm concerned that they certainly will torture them and torment them in certain ways. This is a very public, action and thing that is happening, though, that is playing out. And so I do not believe that the Kremlin's going to be so stupid to torture them to the point of where, you know, we can't get proof of life and you know, again, keep them as a bargaining chip and something that they try and negotiate with. But I certainly think that, you know, they'll unfortunately go through days of torment and torture that is probably not going to be pleasant.
Yeah. How much will we even know about some of that until maybe we finally do get them back? Even in the Brittany Griner case, which you mentioned, I mean, they like moved her somewhere else the other week. And her lawyer, who was trying to check up on her, says, I don't know where she is right now. I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah, that's right. And nobody in the Kremlin, like I said, the press secretary, he was pressured on that same question. And he didn't have an answer. He said, you know, it's being prosecuted the way, you know, within our laws, and she's being handled within the bounds of our laws. And I'll leave it at that, which is a ridiculous statement to say, basically, that they're going to do what they want until, again, they get some concessions that they think are in their favor.
I'm curious, how easy is it to become a mercenary? It seemed like these guys, you know, it was pretty easy.
Well, I want to make very, very clear. So to be an international foreign legion, to join an international foreign legion, it's not too difficult. It happens really all across the world. But the definition of a mercenary is somebody who is motivated to take part in the hostilities by desire of private gain or promised by the party in conflict material compensation substantially in excess of that promised or paid to combatants of similar rank and functions in the armed forces of that party. That is directly from the Geneva Convention. So these people were not mercenaries. They were not being paid to the same level or in excess of those that are active in the Ukrainian army. So the definition is pretty clear, and it's written in such a way so that people are not paid hires to come, you know, kill some country's enemies to try and make sure that there's a clear distinction there. A lot of the people that volunteered at the beginning of this war were not motivated by financial gains. They were motivated by the imagery that they were seeing of people being slaughtered across the country there in Ukraine. And that is, again, a very clear distinction that I want to make.
Yeah, you join a foreign legion for the cause, right? It's just that Russia doesn't recognize the cause here.
Exactly. And that is something, again, the press secretary for the Kremlin was very clear of trying to skirt that as an answer. And again, they made their point very clear back in March, the beginning of March, is that they were going to see anybody that volunteers to fight alongside Ukraine as a mercenary, even if it does not fit within the bounds of the definition within the Geneva Conventions.
Dan Blakely, Special Ops Army Ranger veteran, co-author of the book, The 20-Year War, documents the experience of U.S. troops during the War on Terror. Dan, thanks. You'll find this Odyssey original and others at the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.